Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Julian Tavares. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Quantrill. And now, play ball. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fermin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berga hits a pop-up beyond short. Valentin can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson hits a line drive into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kirby. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Kirby throws the ball into Berga, who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vaughn scores. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quantrill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupcik hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Bell steals second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thome moves to third. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thome scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zupcik, who is chasing the ball. Kirby reaches third base with a triple. Jefferson scores. Hill goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Felix Firman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Firman is 0-for-2 in the game. Firman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga is walked intentionally. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hill. Melvin reaches second base with a double. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Ken Ryan now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson is walked intentionally. Glennallen Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Sorrento moves to third. Jefferson moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. he's got two RBIs. Kirby takes first base on ball four. Sorrento scores. Jefferson moves to third. Hill moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Felix Fermín is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fermín is 0-for-3 in the game. Fermín hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher is hit by the pitch. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Valentin, and into shallow left field. Berger reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berger moves to third. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sorrento is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Berga scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tomy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tomy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hill strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris fires to first and picks off Kirby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeremy Hernandez now pitching. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Kenny Lofton now playing center field. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Zupcik hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-4 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Berga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zupcik. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sorrento is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Andre Dawson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.